Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 14. Wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Some wonderful verses there, and I've turned to Ephesians many times and read those verses, especially as it relates to these dark times that we're dealing with right now. Dark times. He says, wake up. Wake up out of your sleep. Don't you see that these days are dark? Wake up out of your slumber, out of your spiritual lethargy. Wake up and let God begin to make himself real to you in your life. It's really easy spiritually to just fall asleep and to kind of have a false sense of security and not realize that God has called us to a very, very serious time. We are living in a very, very serious time. And it's not a time at all to be careless, but a time to be awake, aware, sensitive to the things that are going on around us, and allow God to awaken us. Revivals can do that. I'm not talking about just a revival meeting. I'm talking about your personal revival. Waking up from your spiritual slumber. Verse 15 says, see then that you walk circumspectly. That you walk circumspectly. That the Lord, not only are you aware of the darkness that we're living in, but that you wake up and you allow God to begin to shed His light upon your life and your life circumstances, and it changes the way you walk. You walk circumspectly. You walk looking in every direction. You walk with a cautiousness, and to avoid danger, you walk carefully, not allowing yourself to be caught off guard, but you're careful about the way that you live, because you want to please the Lord and you do not want to get taken in by the darkness of this age. Walk circumspectly, not as fools. The fools, they throw off all restraint. They're careless. They're carefree. They don't want to be accountable to anyone or to anything. They just want this freedom. And they don't want to submit themselves to God or to spiritual leaders, spiritual authorities. But that's not walking circumspectly. Walk circumspectly. Walk cautiously and carefully in this present world that we're in right now because of the circumstances that we are in. I believe that God has some wonderful, mighty things that He wants to do among us, each one of us. Some wonderful things, but we also are going to have to be careful that we're not taken in by the spirit of this age, the darkness of this age. We're not as fools, carefree, careless, but we are walking circumspectly before the Lord. Amen. And then verse 16, redeem the time because the days are evil. Understand that we only have a little window of opportunity that the Lord has given to us. And so we have to make use of our time that He's given to us for the cause of Christ and for the kingdom of God. Redeem the time or buy it up. Buy up the opportunities and don't throw away time that God has given to us. The younger you are, the more you look at time as, I've got all the time in the world. And one of the characteristics of getting older is that you realize that is not true. And I'm going to have to make good use of my time and use it for the glory of God. I believe it was the psalmist said, teach me to number my days. Help me to number my days. Understand, I just have a certain amount of time in this world. And that I need to use what I have for the glory of God. And you know, you can do that if you have established some goals in your life. Because every day you're always pointing at that target. Every day you're always considering it, thinking about it, praying about it. Lord, how can I get to that target of these goals that I have established? You do so because every day you start your day thinking, oh, what are we going to do today? What's this day going to be? And how am I going to fill up the hours of this day? You never do that if you have established goals in your life, because every day you know you're always aiming at the target. Amen. You're always determining to accomplish those things that the Lord has put in your heart. So don't throw away times. Don't waste the time that God has given to you. Buy up the time. We know that they are evil days. We're living in evil, evil days. These days have the potential of drawing you away from Christ, distracting you from these spiritual goals. That's why we need to have a focus on the things of God, a focus where I want to be at the end of 2011. How much closer to God, how much more useful that I can be for the Lord. Much more than I can give or I can accomplish or that I can invest or that I can serve or whatever, that we use our time with great wisdom, because the days are evil. The days will distract you. They'll grab your attention. We've all had the experience of a whole day. You get to the end of it and think, I didn't get anything done that I planned to do. And the whole day has come and gone, and I did not get it done. And because these days, it's easy to be distracted and pulled away from the responsibilities and the purpose that God has given to you. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Have a clear sense of God's direction for your life. Get a clear sense of direction as to what God wants to do and how that He wants to use you. And you know, it's not as bad as it sounds. It's not. Some folks think of it as like, this is going to be hard because I have to buckle down to what God wants. But you know, God, He's created you and given you the gifts and the abilities to do what you need to do. And so it won't be something hard. You'll just go with the flow of how God has already created you and what He has made you to do and to be. Amen. Glory to God. That's why that I can walk up here to this pulpit and I can talk to you about these things, because I have in my heart, I have a sense of direction. I have a sense of purpose. I believe with all of my heart what God wants to do. If I didn't believe with all of my heart, there is no possible way that I could. But because I do, I believe that the things that God is wanting to do and the way that He is wanting to work, that I can talk to you about these goals and ask you to join with me and not let the evil day destroy the potential of your life and take you away from all the wonderful blessings that God has for you. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise God. Get right in the center of His purpose and understand that this is the way that He wants you to walk. Amen. Be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Of course, when we talk about this verse, it gives the contrast between being intoxicated by the things of this world or being intoxicated, filled with the Spirit of God. That's the answer for every one of us. Is don't let the evil days, don't allow the world to grab your focus and attention to the degree that you're just you're taken in by the Spirit of this age. But rather put your focus upon the things of God and be filled with the Spirit. Amen. filled with the Spirit, then you will be able to press on into the purpose and the call that God has given to you. So establish these things and establish these goals in your heart, and don't let the evil day steal it from you. Praise God. Don't let the evil day steal it away from you, but put your heart and your conviction into the things that God has called each one of us to do. Praise God. Amen. So please use this to write down your own personal goals, as I said, and keep it close by. Keep it in your Bible, or keep it where you can see it often. And then begin to focus on these areas of your life, asking the Lord in prayer to help you to develop these and to move in this direction. And let's believe God. These smaller cards, if you have filled them out tonight, or sometimes I sent out an email a couple of days ago, and a lot of you, I don't know if I have everybody's email address. Some don't have email, but basically on the same general line as this, asking people to send me back your desires, your goals, your burden, the things that the Lord is putting upon your heart about this year and the coming weeks and months, and what He wants to accomplish. And I sent that out because I wanted you to respond and send something back to me. Praise God, I got one. One. Got one response. And either send me an email back or fill out the card and get it to me tonight or in the next days. And I'll use that just to agree with you in prayer. I'll use that not only to agree with you in prayer, but also to see if there's any way possible that I can help, you know, make it happen and be a blessing in that area. Let's stand. Father, we thank You that even though we are living in the evil days, serious times in these last days, I pray, Lord, that You'd help us to not be distracted by anything that the enemy would use to hinder us. Lord, that we would have a sense of purpose and a focus that was so intense that we would not allow anything to take that away from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe in You and I'm trusting You, Lord, to speak among Your people and speak in this church and to others, Lord, that are not able to be in this service tonight. Lord, I pray that You will ignite a fire in all of our hearts. I pray. In the name of Jesus.